Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez. Good Friends and Fez.
Alright, and welcome everybody to episode 8 of Good Friends and Fez, the show where the hosts come hard because you can't come floppy. I'm Steven.
I'm Alexis.
I'm Tyson.
And I'm Fez.
I'm Lee. General
chit chat. Right, well, guys, I was reading the Sunday Mail this morning, which doesn't happen often because it is probably the worst newspaper ever published in the world. Yes. But front page, I don't know if you guys know about it, but they had a huge engineering pub crawl. There was like a photo of 10,000 kids all surrounding a car. And that was front page news for Adelaide.
No, Adelaide.
Like, yeah. And the title was Spoiled Brats. Spoiled Brats.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, the title was Spoiled Brats because they got drunk and surrounded a car. That's it.
Did they destroy the car?
No, they didn't. So it was in the middle of an intersection and like 10,000 of them converged and they blocked up heaps of cars as well. And people were sort of like shaking it into place.
Yeah. But I just love that front page news.
Yeah.
In Adelaide.
Well, so I saw the other day, the advertiser, which anyone that's not from Adelaide, Sunday Mail and advertisers the same. And they had, like, the other day it was just a couple Adelaide Crow supporters, and it was something about them, their bloody lemon tart recipe or something. I'm dead serious. Apricot slices. Did you see that? It was like Wednesday or something.
Wednesday, like new apricot slice.
Yeah, it was like Crows have a new recipe this season, and it was like Lauren Roslin's, I don't know, apricot slices.
That is
like,
amazing.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that's Adelaide. All international listeners, I guess interstate listeners even. That pretty much sums up Adelaide.
I think even, like, the only newspaper that is slightly worse is the Northern Territory newspaper. Oh, have you ever seen...
Tassie maybe as well.
Dead set. One of their front page articles was, Groomsman gets hit in head with dildo. And they had a picture of a guy holding his head. And it was like full page picture, more on page 3. Classic.
Know, one of my mates is the editor of the Advertiser, and sometimes he like does work for the NT. And he was
does he listen to this podcast?
No.
Good.
Sometimes he was saying, in the NT, they sell the most papers if they have, like, croc stories. Like, that's what people love and they'll buy papers for.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
they usually have, like, a middle page spread of, like, some girl in a bikini. It just sells papers.
So they're all just zoo magazines.
Yeah. Hot girl wears crocs on her feet.
Yeah.
More on page three.
So if there's a bushfire or a tornado or a cyclone anywhere else, that doesn't even make the paper there.
Well, no. as long as crocs were killed, then
yeah. Damn crocs.
How does it being a spoiled brat got to do with engineering pub crawl?
Good question.
Oh no, yeah. That's actually,
What do they surround? Was it like an Audi or like a Ferrari or something?
No,
or
it just looked like a standard. I think they said a hatchback. It was in the article. They did specify the make and model, and they said it was
a Arundel Street and Pulteney Street intersection.
Oh, yeah. You saw it, did you?
Yeah, oh no, that's what the picture was. You could tell by looking at it.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked if you saw it.
What did the caption say? You know how usually it's got the photographer and like a small caption underneath it? Yeah. Did it dive into it more?
The caption was very small. It just said like, oh, these drunken buffoon uni students surrounded this innocent driver and blocked off several cars, several being three. There are three cars in the picture. That's peak hour in Adelaide if you're from overseas. And it was just mayhem. They're spoiled brats. They had like a quote from someone who took a photo of it. They're like, I thought that someone was going to get killed. No. All right, but a group of people stand together, no one's going to die.
And that's the thing, right? In like other cities, it's like murder and like horrendous things like that. Adelaide, it's jaywalking.
Yeah.
It's like that is the top crime.
You know, I like how it's the engineering pub crawl, but I was actually there on Friday, so I was talking to like random.
Oh, were you
kids.
A part of it? Yeah. Were you one of the spoiled brats?
I wasn't wearing a shirt, we just happened to be out. I'm like, oh shit, that was on tonight.
Yeah.
Bad time to go to like Swish.
But yeah. Oh, shit.
Anyway.
When's a good time to go to Swish?
Good girl. But everyone there is not an engineer anyway.
No.
Yeah. Because you know, because there's girls there. And you're like, girls in engineering?
Yeah. Yep.
I think I even went on it one year and I don't know how to make an IKEA table. So
I went on it with you guys.
Yeah, everyone's been on it, man. It's like, it's
Blinky
just.
Bill shirt.
Yeah. It was Drinky Bill.
Drinky
Bill.
Yeah,
it was a play on Wiki Bill. Clever. Yeah. Clever.
Yeah. This one was.
Boozing Bad.
Boozing Bad. Yeah.
Because a few people from my work went on it. But I guess
so. Next year, you know, they're gonna have like a spoiled brat shirt or something. They're gonna do something referring.
Well, knowing this natty state, it'll probably be banned. Yeah. They'll only be allowed to go to Cafe de Billy's single file. Eight.
Yeah,
buddy.
It's kind of sad though when like a pub crawl can take over the city. Like all you see is yellow shirts. Like that's how small your city is. Yeah. Like it is a big pub crawl, but I mean like that you only see yellow shirts.
Yeah, it's like a city. It's either wow, it's an impressive pub crawl or. Get yourself a
beer. Yeah, that's not a happening town.
I swear when we had our work pub crawl, when we had, what, 40, 50 people on it, I swear that felt like it took over the town.
Well, we did go to some pretty scungy places. It was pretty easy to take over.
Yeah.
It was shops, that's right.
We went to went to a few grungy ones. Yeah, pub crawls can be good, man. They can be good fun. But you're
often just dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, filth night.
Like. And they do force you to leave places. Like, you're like, oh, this is amazing. Oh, now I got to go to this hole. It's like, it's I'll just stay here, man.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. All right, good friends and Fez listeners, before we kick off the rest of the show, we've had an excellent suggestion from one of our very loyal listeners. He suggested that in today's episode, Fez, as you know, the very unresponsive dude in the corner, he suggested it's called It's a Privilege, Not a Right, Fez. So we've decided, using that theory, that every time Fez gives a terrible answer, we're going to take one of his rights away. So whether it be the right of sight, the right of use of his hands, the right of a seat, whatever right it will be, if he doesn't give us the right answer, we're going to make his night a lot worse.
What would you do? All right, I got a new segment for this podcast. We probably all got sick of the old ones, so hope we got a few happy listeners out there. We've got something new for you.
I see cold cans of Coke being handed out at Marion Shopping Centre.
So as you probably heard with the intro, my segment is called What Would You Do? Now, basically, the fellow members of this podcast, I'll be throwing out a scenario, and they need to evaluate what would they do in that scenario. All right, so here it is. You've got a girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever way you fucking slide, doesn't bother me.
just to cover your bases.
Yeah.
Or both, that's fine.
Yeah, or both, whatever. But
or a dog.
Yeah.
Especially a dog.
Especially.
Yeah. Shout out to New Zealand listeners. Get a sheep if you want.
So we all know that moment, you know, meeting the parents for the first time. Fuck, no one enjoys that, do they? It's just, just bad. Terrible. And especially like,
he's bad.
If the first time you're meeting your parents is at their house. So this scenario is, if you're meeting your girlfriend's parents for the first time and you're in their house and they're cooking you dinner and you sit down to the mum's, you know, signature family dinner, and it is just fucking awful. You're shivering every bite you put in.
Yeah.
What do you do? What way do you sliver your way out of this?
Okay.
So do you want to hit this off with Alexis?
Okay. I don't know. If it's really bad, put it in your mouth. Depends on how bad it... Like if you're...
I mean, that makes you shake. Like...
Okay. It's physically repulsive.
Yes. But everyone else is loving it.
I don't know, I'd be like, oh, excuse me everyone, go into the toilet, leave the door open, and then just hear the sounds of me vomiting into a toilet, come out and just like wiping vomit from my mouth and be like, oh sorry, I've got gastro, I've got to leave, and then yeah, play that card.
That's not bad. Yeah, that's sick card. Like, sick card.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
I think I've got an answer to this one, because a lot of people have their phone set to vibrate, so you don't hear the phone call.
Yeah.
So after the first bite of the rancid stroganoff or whatever it is, pick up your phone and say, oh, excuse me, I need to answer this. And go, what? When did this happen? Is she okay? Hold on, I'll be right there. And just go, mum's in hospital, I've got to go. Yeah. And you leave the meal there, and then they're just constantly thinking, oh God, I hope he's alright and all that. And then you go back and say, I'm so sorry I didn't get to finish that meal, but I had to go. And then you get out of a shitty date as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Fake phone call.
I've actually done that in the past. It's a sweet one to do. Not with the current girlfriend, of course. All phone calls have been real. with this one, I would do the, like, I'm not worthy card. So I'd be like, this is so delicious. I don't feel like I'm worth it. you don't know me. I need to earn the right to eat this. And you said everyone else is loving it. So yeah. I would divvy it up and just give it out to the other people. I'm like, I'll just have the salad. That's all I'm worth.
Yeah,
I'm going to prove my love to your daughter and I would just eat the salad.
I just think you're fucking weird.
Yeah, it's a dangerous card to play. I insist.
Yeah, but how much do I really want to be there anyway? Like, if I have to do this.
Yeah, that point. Yeah, and it's... You know, the signature dish in the family, you don't want to kind of say anything negative about the dish because this could, you know, this could put you out of the family.
You don't
want to
show that you like it, though, because otherwise they'll make it every time you go around.
Well,
Lee likes the fucking chicken shit or whatever.
Exactly. So this works for that. And I'll just be like, you know what? When I propose to your daughter, you may cook me this meal.
Yeah.
The first time you meet him, you say that.
And then stare and shake.
Yeah, I'm smooth. I don't usually do well on these first dinner dates anyway.
I reckon the way I would approach it is I'll try and divert the attention away from people looking at me eat. So I'll probably just be talking, be cutting my food, look like I'm about to put it in my mouth, and just start talking, getting rid of that, just putting the food in my mouth and just look like I'm eating, but I'm not.
So you just have like a messy play.
Messy play, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's an old bulimic technique.
Bez, is there something you want to tell us, mate?
Well, we saw the weight you lost last week.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how. He hasn't been going to the gym. He's just been in the toilet.
Yep. Old supermodel diet.
Yeah.
Sitting around in his underwear.
No, again.
Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Did you have one for
that? Yeah, mine was similar to Fez's, actually. Mine was the old, be very talkative, start up conversations. So everyone's kind of, maybe direct things. So, ask questions and, how did you two meet? And, so they're talking. But as you're kind of dicing up your food, down to the dog.
There's no dog.
Would there be a dog there?
Well, yeah.
Bring a dog. Bring a dog to every date you go on, just in case.
That's amazing.
But that was what I would try to do. Just try and dish it off to the dog under the table, and then just eat the salad or something.
Yeah, I like the way you guys think, oh, that's a bit harsh saying I'm not worthy. Like, I think I'm weird, but the guy bringing a dog isn't the weirdo. You're like, that's perfectly fine.
Shows loyalty. Yeah. It's like, imagine if I had a kid, I'd take it everywhere, like my dog.
So it doesn't make it less weird, dude. This is my baby.
I wouldn't bring a dog. I would just hope they've got a dog. So that's what I would do. But it's interesting that all these answers of what you would do don't really get yourself out of it next time. If you go there next month and it's the same thing, are you going to jump back on the phone? Okay.
That's all right.
She's back in emergency.
Just give an excuse.
Mum kind of did, man.
Yeah,
I put that off for a couple of years. Yeah. I did. Who knows? I may never pop the question.
But then after a while, when you get comfortable, you can just go, look, I actually fucking hate this meal. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So that was it of what would you do? Hopefully you like the first attempt of it, and we'll pass it over to the regular Loony News.
It's actually called Loony News. It has been on nearly every episode.
Standard regular, much loved, Loony Ludicrousy.
Alright, so once again, Leroy isn't here, but he's sent me through a segment, Loopy News, so let's get right into that.
Hello and welcome to Leroy's Loopy News. And today's top story is all about this hotel made entirely out of candy and cakes. Would you spend the night on it? Because it's only available for a single night. Guests will be encouraged to eat their way through the windows and walls clad with macaroons, meringues, rugs, and fudge window sills. This is the world's first hotel made entirely from cake. So I was just wondering, what do you guys think about this? Imagine just basically surrounded full by candy. What's your thoughts about it?
Interesting. I was going to say, would they actually have to give you other food, or is it just, you can just eat this table for lunch, or whatever it is?
If you paid all the money, you wouldn't be like, oh, give me a roast meal.
We'll just get a peach and go to bed early.
I'd be stressed, I would suss whoever the host is. I'd be like, does she look a bit like a witch? Because I've heard this story before.
You'd want to hope they didn't have an ant problem. Otherwise, it'd be terrible.
Oh, good.
Crawling with bugs. I mean, there's bed bugs in bad hotels, but imagine ants all over there.
Also, if it's a hot day.
Yeah, I was going to say that's... that hotel wouldn't be able to survive in Adelaide.
No. They must, yeah, they must do it for particular conditions.
I reckon their entire pillow is a mint with a tiny pillow on the mint.
That would be so good.
Like, oh, a little petite pillow to sleep on.
I'd be worried about how fresh it is. I could go in there and be like, yeah. Like, when was this cooked? Or when was this made?
I think they just make it for the one day. So they make it up and then, like, people pay top premiums for this one night.
Okay.
Yeah,
and just
so
sort of goes
you're not getting yeah, you're not getting a second hand room where some dude's already nibbled on it.
Yeah. So I just got a bite out of it. I really wanted to eat that. So.
Yeah,
I bet you they'd still have one of those little fridges in there, and you'd open it up, and it'd be like, you know, your Kit Kat bar, and you crunch
$5.
About, yes, $5. But, oh, geez, I wouldn't mind something different. Chocolate bar. All right.
Yeah,
I'll stay in it.
Yeah, I'd give it
the money.
If I had the money, I'd give it a go.
I think it'd be cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fancy?
Yeah, or if I did have that much money, worst. Yeah, alright, yeah, I'll do it.
That's almost losing a privilege.
Almost.
Next one.
Well, my thought, when sugar melts, it's going to get all sticky and icky. I mean, they also have this bathtub with filled with caramel popcorn. How are you ever going to take a shower in that place? I don't think I can have too much sweet. I mean, this is promoting diabetes and obesity. So I'm quite against this. I mean, I'd rather pay good money, stay in a 5-star hotel, great jacuzzi, great views and everything. Or even better yet, stay in the Capsuru Hotelu, made out of candy. So I wouldn't even be chewing on those walls anyway. I don't know what's been there. Here's another top story. Recently in Australia, you actually can fine dine in a McDonald's restaurant. Imagine just having glassware, metal utensils, and china plates just to eat your bloody burger. I don't know why. I mean, seriously, I don't know. It's just retarded. Fucking use your hands to eat the burger, I think. Apparently, this is franchised in Warrala. 100 kilometers south of Sydney, and they start serving anyone who buys premium meals between 5 to 8 p.m. at night, they're entitled to eat like a fine dining restaurant. What do you guys think?
Okay.
We get it, Leroy.
I reckon that one's pretty cool, actually. Like, for a novelty, like the last one, just to do it once, but like, yeah, I was in McDonald's and fine dining and chopping up my burger.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't give it a shot.
It's funny, though, because in France, McDonald's, like, you can get wine and stuff. Yeah, like, even that's not fine dining. It's like, you get in the plastic cups and just like, you can grab a straw for it if you want. Like, some good white wine.
Has anyone here have actually eaten a burger with a knife and fork before?
Pub burger, you can't fit that shit in your mouth.
Nah.
What type of lame pub are you going to?
It's actually interesting. When McDonald's was first brought to Eastern European countries, like in the late 80s, they actually used to have lineups around the corner and you'd have to book a table because it was so popular because they'd never had any fast food before. Mm. And then after all the war and all that stuff, bang, here's McDonald's.
Mm.
And they lost their shit. So for them, that is fine dining. So it's like, oh, how novel is this? But that's what they did. They
That's cool,
up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in actually in Asia, Pizza Hut's pretty ritzy, at least in comparison to here. Like,
oh yeah,
it's generally more expensive and it's considered like a night out if you go to a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, Hungry Jack's had like bars and stuff in it.
Yeah,
in Singapore, yeah.
Burger King or Hungry Jack's?
I don't know, Burger King.
It's Australian, mate. We call it H.J.'s.
Yeah.
Anyone else? Would you take a woman?
I would. Yeah, for a laugh.
I mean, it's a bit
of
fun.
I just love the, like, how would you like your Big Mac? Medium rare or rare? Like, put in the microwave like we always do.
Yeah, they wait on
microwave.
That'd be so good.
I'd do it once and then be like, yeah, I've done it. It was an experience.
That used to be my standard first date at McDonald's. Because I was like, does this chick just want me to spend a lot of money on her? Or is she happy just to have a good time? Let's just swing by Mackey's. She'd be like, I'm going to take you out for dinner. And I'm like, pull up. It's like, ooh, large. Don't think I was spending too much on you.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time. I want to say all the time. Like, I wasn't that much of a playboy.
You don't want to set high expectations where you're like, oh, first date, I'll take you to this like $700 restaurant.
Exactly.
And then next date, you're like, oh, let's see a movie. Third date, give me a wristy in the back of my car. it just goes down.
It worked well, actually. And most girls...
they always work well.
I've had some bad
I've had some bad
wristies.
Yeah, it's better if you didn't have to spend $700 with a shit meal to get one.
That's true.
Yeah.
I can give myself a better wrist, man.
That's your date. Macca's drop home. Whack off.
It's just me by myself whacking off in Macca's.
Yeah. with your fine dining serviette.
Clean up after yourself.
That's why they put it on your lap, because they know what you're
going to
do.
Fezzy, how about you? Would you go to the old fine dining?
Nah.
Okay.
No, why not? Good for it.
No, it's just...
Yeah.
Right's getting taken away.
Yeah, that looks shit out.
Group decision.
Alright, what's it gonna be?
Alright, you're not allowed to pick anything up with your hands for the rest of this podcast.
Alright.
Okay. So if you want to keep sipping on that coffee, you better start practicing your emu dips.
I say you can't even touch the table with your hands.
Yeah, no, it's better.
Okay, now his hands are down by his pants.
he's gonna be getting the wristy.
No, that was good. Does everyone agree?
Yeah.
You dare touch that table.
All right, let's let Leroy finish this off and get on to the next segment.
Imagine bringing a date and say, oh, let's go fine dining, and you go fine dining in the Macca's restaurant. God, I wonder how long that relationship would last. Unless you guys don't mind it. I'm quite against it. Anyway, that's all for Leroy's Loopy News. Stay tuned.
Oh, thanks for that, Leroy. Good stuff. Yeah. Alright, we'll move on to my segment now.
Movie quiz.
And, alright guys, so this week I'm changing up from the hypotheticals. I'll be doing a movie quiz for everyone. So,
ooh!
Movie quiz.
Movie quiz.
What movie is it?
Alright, so I'm going to be reading out like an iconic quote, something that everyone should know. And then we'll sort of add up the points for it. Okay, so...
So do we buzz in, or do you give a question?
I'll say the line, and if you know the line right from the start, say your own name. And then you get to name
film. Well, I got the longest syllables here. No, Tyson and I... Tyson and I are a disadvantage.
Well, just, yeah, Steven. That's pretty cool. All
right. Okay, right, everyone nominate a set.
Everyone
Let's go. Alright guys, just bite like a dog then. Alright, the first one is... Show me the money.
Steven.
Tyson.
I think Steven got in there.
First. Did I? Jerry Maguire.
Yes. One Steven.
Oh.
Alright, well done. Next one. There is no spoon.
Fez Matrix.
Yes.
Damn it. Oh, I was getting there.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time it works.
Fez from Anchorman.
Oh, Fezzy, smashing it.
Go outside and do something.
Yeah. I thought Fez would be good at this, because he's always talking about like spending his Saturday night watching Cool Runnings and old films like that. All right, number four. And there's only six of these.
Oh, jeez. Right,
this is getting pretty quick. You will never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. I would have thought someone... Yeah.
I just want to answer a question.
Well, okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
He just wanted to say his name. Just guess, man.
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wrong. I'll say it again.
Give us a clue, maybe, man. Points. Give us a clue about it.
He says it a word before it, so it's Mos Eisley.
Oh, Steven. Batman?
No. In it, Fez. No.
Star Wars?
Yes.
I was close.
Oh, did you say... I thought using Mos Eisley as the example.
No.
Oh, that was part of the quote.
Yeah.
I thought you were giving Mos Eisley as the example.
No.
God damn it.
I was looking at you going like, oh, Steven 100% get that one.
I actually... I'm feeling so bad right now.
You'll never find
one. I feel as bad as if I was...
No, I know what you're saying that is.
I feel so bad. It's like I'm holding a thermal detonator. Star Wars quote. This just became a geek podcast.
It did. I know.
Lee looks so unimpressed.
One word.
Alright.
Alright, you might know the next one then.
Oh, please.
Fez has already won this, hasn't he? Oh, I can draw with him.
Yeah, you can draw with him. When you get the money, you get the power.
Steve!
Scarface! Shut up! Oh. Lee! Scarface! Lee! Scarface!
I don't know. That was kind of close.
Yeah. So, alright, Quirbsy and I are forming like a collaboration right now. Yeah. We're a team.
The non-nerd union. The NNU.
I'm kind of nerdy. So.
Yeah, you are.
Just ganging up on Fez anyway.
Yeah.
Alright, last one.
Let's make it everyone versus Fez.
Yeah, okay. Tower, this is Ghost Rider. Requesting a flyby.
Fez Top Gun?
Yeah.
God damn it, Fez!
Alright, well, Fez won, so...
Oh, too many lovely nights.
I know. Yeah, I honestly didn't think Fez was going to do it, because I was going to make, like, the win.
I suppose he is the movie review guy. Yeah. So he does know a bit about movies.
You hope he'd win it.
So. Table!
I reckon flick him in the ear.
Oh, he did dominate that, so...
Okay, then that's maybe that's what he wins.
Okay.
But from now on, a flick either on the nose or the ear, I reckon.
Yes.
For those who couldn't see what just happened, Fez put his elbow on the table, so very risky behaviour. Just watch it, all right?
All right, but that wraps it up for movie quiz. So hand it over to Stephen for his new segment.
It's a me, a Steven, a tell me, what's your game? Hey, Fezzy, a piece of pie in your eye, you piece of shit guy.
Thank you very much, Lexi. So my new segment is What's Your Game? As you could probably tell from my racist intro.
Was it? I don't even remember it.
Well, if you're an Italian plumber, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's mildly racist.
They don't count as people.
Yeah. All right, so, my new segment is called What's Your Game? This is a collaborative segment. Essentially, what it is that I'm going to give each member of the crew a different aspect of a game, and we're all going to design a game together. So I'll get us started, and then I'll pass it over to someone, and by the end, we'll have a brand new game idea. Because game ideas are growing stale. There's a lot of sequels and prequels, much like movies. So let's get a new game out there. So I'll get you started. It's an adventure game that we're all thinking here. I figured you guys could do the most with that. And the main character is called Fezario Scrotuma. And essentially this guy is like, he's half toucan, half walrus. So like the people in the sky don't like him, the people in the sea don't like him. He's an outcast, he's a badass. He's trying to find his way in the world. So that set the scene for your main character. So now let's give it over to Querbsy. So this is the hero of our show, or our game rather. I'd like you to come up with the villain.
The villain?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of picturing that he can't be in the ocean, right?
Yeah.
He can't be too high in the sky, so he's got to kind of be like low-level flight. So it's almost like a Sonic
vehicle. Nah, he like drags himself along the ground with his wings. So he's like, he's got a walrus tail and like a toucan front type thing. But he's still got the walrus tusks. He's quite a freak.
Okay.
Yep.
The villain of this game would have to just be the normal toucan from the Fruit Loops. Reason because is, you know, he's all bright and colourful and happy and pumping the kids full of sugar and whatnot.
Yeah.
And here's this demented freak of a mutated walrus toucan thing that's just bringing a bad name for the Fruit Loops Kellogg's kind of company. So he's just constantly throwing Fruit Loops at him.
I like it.
Bad for his tusks because you get decay.
Yeah, that's
so every time he gets hit with a Fruit Loop, bang, tusks go down until he's dead.
So that's your life bar is your tusks.
Yeah, your life bar is your tusks.
Well played. Do we have a name for this villain?
I don't know. Toucan Sam.
Is that what he's called?
Yeah, Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam.
Toucan Sam.
Very good. All right, so now moving over to Lexi. So we've established the hero and the villain. What we need now is like a setting for the game. So I'm thinking like feudal Japan, like a world where everything's candy, maybe, much like Leroy's earlier segment. So just give us a segment, a setting, and also maybe like a time era.
Okay. We will do a steampunk setting. So if everyone knows what steampunk is, it's pretty much a world that didn't move past like steam engines. Do you know that?
What? Yeah, steampunk.
Yeah, steampunk. Anyway, look it up, listeners.
Look, when you start talking it's about boobs and cars, I'll come back.
So it's like a world that's set in the 50s where everything still runs on steam, and our two heroes are called in that world. So it's like big cities, but it's kind of like when England went through its industrial revolution. So that sort of era.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be set in.
Yeah, cool. No, I like it. Mm. So we're painting quite the picture here. Mm. Tyson, you know what you need in a game, though? You need a bloody objective. You can't just be, like, walrusing around the whole time. You need to be getting somewhere. Yeah. You need to be doing something. So I'm thinking, like, you know, Mario, you collect the stars, save the princess. What do you have to do in this? Maybe what do you have to collect? And also, what's the end goal? Like, save the heroine. But don't make it save the heroine, because that shit's played out.
Good question. I say... there's a rainbow, and at the end of the rainbow, there's a cereal bowl.
And you have to get to that cereal bowl.
Yeah. So what are you collecting along the way? Pieces of cereal or
healthy cereal?
Healthy cereal, yeah. Because Fruit Loops damages it.
Yeah, yeah, Fruit Loops damages it. Yeah.
So this could be an educational game.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Yeah, I like it, man. I like it. Any particular type of healthy cereal?
Oh, I don't know, Fruity Bix. That wasn't even healthy, was it?
No.
Is that healthy?
Some really bland.
Oats. Sweet Bix?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, Tana Brand?
Yeah, something like that. So,
some rubbish.
Yeah. 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 Like soy milk and a vegan spoon or something. Yeah. Yeah.
So, kids will be up playing this game till like 4 a.m. and all they'll think about is grabbing their Wheat
Bix. Really healthy because they just get addicted to the game and play it for hours on end. Yeah. They forget to go to school and stuff. They're learning healthy things.
Yeah, they'll be shitting like a champion. Yeah. I have no idea how to count.
Yeah, lots of good fiber. Good fiber. Yeah. No, that's good. That's what we do on this show. We seem to do this a lot. Help out the world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
This time with the game creation. But someone who usually hurts us is Fez. Now, Fez, I've left an easy task for you, okay? We've set out the game for you. You know what the game's all about.
Yeah.
But you know, we need to be able to sell this game. And to sell a game, you need a game title. So, Fezzy, what is the title of this game? Where Fezario Scrotuma is trying to fight off unhealthy cereal against Sam the Toucan.
Fezario Scrotuma is his name, right?
Yeah. Don't just laugh at the name.
Fezario Scrotuma versus the world.
That's
almost taking privileges away.
Yeah. I think that's really bad, man.
I don't know. I don't know. Alright, what's my other privilege I lose?
No. You know that. Make it. Alright, I guess I can
put I admit that was a shit title. So.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
How about you lose your chair then?
Alright, Fez is now standing up and he's not allowed to touch the table. At all.
Alright.
He's trying to look at my cleavage.
I swear. Alright, so yeah, that wraps it up for this segment. Good on you guys. If there are any game developers out there, hit us up. And now, passing it over to Fezzy.
And now, Fez's movie reviews.
That sucks.
Shut up, Fez.
Fuck off. Alright, for this week's for Fez's movie reviews, last week I said to everyone to look up for Die Hard, the first, the original.
Wee.
Just want your input, what you think. And plus, if any of you guys have seen the new Die Hard that's come out, comparing both the original and...
Is the new one just come out? Is it even out here yet?
I don't think it is.
Yeah. I don't think it's out.
Are you talking about pirating, Fez? Get out!
I do not condone that.
I support the artist.
What did you guys think of the original Die Hard?
Alright, I watched this bad boy last night. Again, a movie my girlfriend hadn't seen. I'm starting to think, well, I'm dating this chick. But no, I got a few points. Did anyone else watch it again recently?
Yeah. I haven't seen it recently, but I've seen it before.
Yeah. Do you remember towards the start of it, they're having the party and stuff, and there's like people snorting cocaine, having sex in different rooms and stuff, and like the bosses are just walking in and out thinking it's all cool? Yeah. What type of office establishment is this?
I know it's
a Christmas party, but surely you'd be like... Like, there's one scene where a guy snorts cocaine off his boss's desk, and his boss just walks in and is like, what are you doing in here, Jimmy? Get out.
That was the cool thing about the 80s, though, and that's why it was awesome.
Yeah, no, just an 80s
Bruce Willis, just some down-and-out cop, smoking ciggies, and, oh, it was brilliant.
Less effects, just more,
Yeah, well, okay, I guess. Times aren't like that anymore, I guess.
No.
Oh, yeah, I have to hide my coke in my drawer at work.
Oh dear. What do you think, Fezzy?
Yeah, it's actually one of my favourite, hostage films.
Oh, you've got a category.
you've got your own buddy homemade hostage films.
No, because it's just simple, and, you know, the dialogue in it is really, really good.
I would say it's, like, the quintessential action film.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking aside sci-fi action, it is... When I think action, I think Die Hard.
I always think of Bruce Willis jumping off the building with the explosion.
Shirt off? Is that what you're picturing?
Yeah.
Game!
I actually really like the third one, Die Hard 3. I don't know why.
Yeah, that's good.
I like the first one. Really good.
Samuel L. Jackson.
That is the third one.
That's one where they have to come up, like, do the problem solving as well.
I really like Alan Rickman as the bad guy.
Yeah,
but since I've seen Harry Potter, since now I'm like, what are you doing, Snape? Like, nerd alert. But yeah, what did you think of the film, man? Apart from being a good action movie.
Yeah. No,
were there highlights of it? What did you like?
Pretty much the main bits I like about it is the villain, like the Hans Gruber.
Yeah, Alan Rickman.
Yeah, he's one of my favourite villains. And
just a classic.
Just a classic.
Yeah. And was he Russian or German?
German.
German, yeah.
And like you were saying...
And how everyone tricks... He tricks everyone to thinking, you know, they're like a terrorist organisation, but they're actually...
Just thieves.
Thieves.
Spoiler alert.
Everyone's seen
it. If you haven't seen Die Hard, something wrong with you.
Bruce Willis walking through glass as well.
Yeah. He's picking it out of his feet.
Yeah, and just hobbling around the rest of the film.
Yeah.
Like you were saying about the one-liners, though, because a lot of it's just Bruce Willis by himself, so he has a lot of talking to himself. And I wonder if John McClane does that normally, like he's just at the restaurant, like, why'd you order the fucking salad, John? Because you're trying to watch your thighs, that's
it's
why.
It's all that cocaine, that's why.
Yeah, bloody paranoid.
Yeah.
Just needs another line.
Although, I don't like how the film's gone into a kind of like, you know, he's a normal cop, and all of a sudden, number four, he's helping, well, looks like it, like, the CIA or the FBI or whatever it is, something in Russia.
Four is out, man. Five's coming out.
Oh, sorry, five, that's what I meant. Five, yeah. It's a strange direction.
Yeah, I guess, dude. Like, Die Hard's not really there for the script, though, is it?
Nah.
It's for fun.
That's true.
Yeah, so how many bullets out of 10 would you rate?
8 bullets.
So, yeah, I'd give it 8 bullets as well.
Yeah. I'll give it 7.5 bullets.
I'll give it 7 bullets.
Yeah, it's 7 for me.
Yeah.
Would everyone agree that it's the best one of the bunch? Or
I think it is.
I don't know, I think 3rd's my favourite.
Yeah, I thought third's pretty cool.
I thought 3rd.
I'll tie the 1st and 2nd.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why you guys like the 3rd so much.
Was it Samuel Jackson?
Yeah, Samuel.
Anything with Samuel Jackson's brilliant. Except for Black Snake Moan. That was terrible.
Snakes on a plane.
That was brilliant.
No, that was
really?
Okay. That was, are you kidding me? That revolutionised cinema history.
For me, also, Die Hard 1 as well. Best Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
Apart from maybe Muppet's Christmas.
Well, both of them were in Christmas.
What?
Very similar films.
Both had strong messages in them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's my Christmas film. It's what I watch on Christmas Eve.
Alright, so Fezzy, what's coming up next week?
Next week, I would say everyone watch Superbad. Or if you haven't seen it.
Superbad. Alright.
Yeah. Alright.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Change
of
direction.
Yeah, a bit of a
comedy. Bit of a... Yeah. No, good on you.
Yeah.
I like what you're doing.
Bit of a laugh.
Bit of a laugh. Bit of a laugh and a chinwag. Chinwag.
Yep, so chinwag. Session. Now I give it to...
Yeah.
Speaking of giving it to him.
Oh. 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 Oh.
Ooh. Ah. You're a porn star. All right, so good friends and fair listeners, I'm not sure if you're aware of this game, but I'll explain it anyway. Pretty much what I'm going to do is find out the porn star names of everyone around this table. And the way I'm going to do that is you ask a person, you can even play it at home, ask a person what the name of their first pet they ever owned was, and then ask them the name of the street that they first lived on. And there's their porn star name. So, for example, if you had a cat called Spotty and you lived on Williamson Street, then your porn star name would be Spotty Williamson. Laughs and tail, everyone has fun, and then you go back to school. Alright, so, let's start this around the table. Lexus, what's your porn star name?
White a cat. His real name was Sebastian, but we called him Puss for as long as I remember. So I'm going to go with Puss.
Yeah. Pretty apt, yeah.
Good start, good start.
And then we lived on Light Place, so my name's Puss Light.
Puss Light!
That's good, that was good.
That's a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, or at the start of the tunnel, I don't know.
But Puss.
Puss Light. Alright, and just also as well, at the end of this, we're going to find out a bit of history behind these famous porn stars that you're about to hear. So, Tyson, what's your porn star?
Well, mine's definitely not as gold as that, but mine is Tara Dew.
Tara Dew?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
hot as shit.
Yes.
I'd watch Tara Dew.
Tara Dew.
Yeah, so everyone knows a bit of Dew on the lawn. So you know.
Yeah, Dew, I'm thinking of.
She's always wet. Tara Dew, she's always wet. I like that. Fezzy, what's your porn star name?
My first pet I had was his goldfish, and I just called him Goldie.
Goldie?
Yeah, and
I'm loving it.
The first the street that I used to live in was Young Street. It's a Goldie Young.
Goldie Young?
Yeah.
That sounds hot.
She'd be innocent. She'd be like the girl next door, just turned 18, kind of casting couch. Now, okay, I can't know too much about it.
Yeah, mine's kind of lame, actually. Mine kind of sounds like a bit of an upper-crust Porto. Mine would be Dudley Talbot.
Dudley Talbot. That's a character. Yeah, that's character form.
That's a well-hung Englishman.
Oh, Johnny Good.
Dudley Talbot. Dudley Talbot here to thrust your pork. Yeah. Brilliant. All right, well, mine would be... my first pet I ever had was a cat called Claude. And the street that I lived on was Norseman, so Claude Norseman.
Ooh.
So a bit of a kind of European. Sexy, suave, European kind of man.
Yeah, that's good.
That's my name there.
I like it.
Alright. Right, and now we will find out about the history and life of our famous porn star podcasters. Puss Light was born in 1987. To a quiet family in Nebraska. They lived in a farm for several years. It wasn't till the age of 13 that she discovered what she really wanted to do in life. Become an archaeologist. She was terrible at digging up, so she thought instead of digging up at the age of 19, she would zip up. Zip up a dominatrix suit and get downright sexual. They called her Puss Light for her famous outfit, which consisted of a single torch coming out of the vaginal region. Puss Light has won several awards in the AVA industry. Congratulations, Puss Light, on your multiple contributions to sexual deviancy around the nation. Good day.
Okay, everyone, the backstory of Tara Doom. It's a sad tale. Mixed with some highs and lows. Tara Dew was born in New Zealand 30 years ago from now. She had a normal upbringing on the farm until she started to experiment with the farm animals. Tara Dew then attended an international school in America. After gaining massive amounts of weight, she started to experiment with some of the local lesbians at the campus. After a few years of this, Tara got an acting job where she quickly realised it was for a porno job. Tara took the role, and she's known for her last name, Jew, where she does plenty of shower scenes.
Goldie Young. Goldie Young was a very Goldie girl from the moment she was born, so it came hand in hand why her parents called her Goldie. From the age of 7, she was a very social girl. She would connect with the boys, but not so much with the girls. And as years went along, she became very close with the boys. A little bit too close for the parents' liking. So she walked out into the busy streets of Melbourne. With her own camcorder, tripod, and at the middle of the intersection, she stripped naked, and the rest of this story can never be told.
Alright, Dudley Talbot, born in 1883, grew up in Essex, London, to a working class family. Half Portuguese, became a man for at the age of 20, and moved to Whitechapel, where he became famous for inventing the Portuguese breakfast.
Good reference!
At the age of 25, he was one of the pioneers of English porn. No one knows what happened to him since.
Claude Norseman is currently 27 years old. He's from Nordic descent, and he grew up as the boy who got bullied in the playground. Until high school, he started to hit the gym, he started to get quite buff, and he started to read comic books. One of these was Thor. Now, being of Nordic descent, he considered himself Thor. And he started to get quite sexually active. And he got to the point where he was so sexually active, he said, may as well film this. So he would use the screen name Thor, like Claude Thor Nordsman. And he would have sex with the females and always yell out, by Thor's hammer, before he would penetrate. And because he was bullied as a child, he's quite rough in his sexual endeavours, often bopping up to 20 females at a time with his hammer as he screams in the name of Thor.
Thor! And that concludes, just like an orgasm, it's all over. Well done, guys, very good. And Fez, congratulations. I thought I was going to have to take a ride away from him.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Nah, he did pretty well.
Well done, guys. All right. Now it's time for...
Twitter questions.
All right, guys, we got another 2 questions this week. At first, I thought 2 was impressive. I'm starting to get sad. So let's get up to 3 next week, listeners. So we call it the segment Twitter questions, but one of these actually came through on our Facebook as well. The first question came from an @Ty and Alex Radio, and their question to the group was, who did you have a major crush on when young that you look back on and don't know why / are ashamed of it? And he's hashtagged this, realist of real talk, and hashtag mad dogs for life. I'm not sure about the mad dogs reference, but
it is, don't make sense.
But it's real talk. So let's just go around the room. Let's go around the circle, maybe starting with Quirksy.
Who did I have a crush on that was embarrassing? I remember the show Charmed?
Yeah.
All 3 of them. I had this sick kind of fetish that one day I'd get all 3 of them. And now I look back and only one of them was really hot.
So you're kind of ashamed of the other 2?
Yeah. I'm like, I could have aimed so much higher as a 10-year-old. But I didn't.
You were a balling 10-year-old.
Oh, I was pimp. I was Claude Nors man, mofo. I had the chest the size of Hercules by the time I was 3.
Thor! Thor is no good for charms, girl. Thor needs someone else.
Start off strong,
finish weak. Yeah. Just like a porno.
Yeah.
So the girls from Charmed were pretty hot. I always thought Sarah Michelle Gellar was very hot as well. I had a bit of a crush on her.
Are you ashamed of that, though?
No, fuck no. Yeah. So I really don't know where I'm going with this. Yeah, I don't think there was any...
You've missed the point of the segment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm just listening.
It's like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think me and the Cougars is gorgeous. She's really hot. No.
Yeah, girls are hot and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or guys, if that's what floats your boat.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mine, I guess, was... remember, I think her name was Emma Bunton from the Spice Girls.
Baby Spice.
I guess it was embarrassing I have a crush on her because we used to like watch a lot of Spice Girls in my house, like the movie and shit, because my sister used to like it, but
deep down,
just love the Spice Girls.
Yeah. So you don't think she would have spiced up your life?
Oh, she would have, absolutely.
So why are you ashamed?
Because I'm ashamed of watching and also secretly
liking. Because it's hard to have a crush on someone who's horrendously ugly. Yeah. So, like, I'm trying to think of someone that I'm ashamed of having, but no.
Yeah, so that'll be mine. Tice?
I don't know. I'm really struggling here. If we're going to talk real talk, I'm really struggling. Yeah. Like,
I have a feeling that Tyson's is actually really embarrassing, and it's just biting his tongue and he doesn't want to say it.
So, it actually wasn't my crush at all, but I remember... I remember watching the show, you know, the Sex and the City. I don't really watch it too much, and I actually thought like all 3 were attractive, and like Sarah Jessica Parker's a fucking horse. That wasn't my biggest crush, but I associated her with an attractive woman.
Yeah. No, that's a good one, man.
Yeah.
I thought the brunette chick on that show was the hottest.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, she was.
Is she?
I don't know any of their names.
Charlotte?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't actually know their names.
I thought the blonde chick was hot until she looked like she was flat chested. I don't know. I can't
which one's blonde? Sarah Jessica?
Nah, the other one.
Yeah. The one who was more.
Would you have said that in the wank bank?
Yeah, probably.
The wank bank.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it was like a crush or anything. I used to think the girl from Xena Warrior Prince.
Lucy Lawless. Was that Lucy Lawless?
And you're ashamed of that?
She was a bit of a bigger guy.
Yeah, she was a bit.
Pretty tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can be into that.
Yeah, well, physically, it is.
He loves the Dominator.
All right, well, rounding this out, mine was, I, to this day, actually watch a fair bit of pro wrestling, and, like, when I was a kid...
If you say China, I'm going to laugh so hard.
Well, that's exactly where I'm going, but let me get there first,
Good one.
No, because when I was a kid, like, I was the dude that was like, I'm not into girls, because I was like...
Breaking news on Good Friends and Fez. Stephen comes out the closet.
Nah, but yeah, I don't know. I was probably the last of my friends to admit that I was into girls because I thought it was kind of pussy to like girls. I know that sounds weird.
It is kind of pussy, yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, I was into wrestling. I'm like, oh, I guess she's the closest girl to a guy. So
wow.
Steven getting in the spirit of
this. Oh, I'm sorry, yeah, I did the real talk. She guys all pushed out. It's like, oh, she's really attractive, but no, she
is. We were just straight from the day we were born.
So anyway, yeah. Ooh, that one took a curveball. No, but China. But I've since
have you seen her porno?
Yeah, one night in China.
Does she have a porno?
She's got a porno.
She's that's got several
porno. It is unreal. Oh, disgusting shit.
It's really bad. It is really bad. And of course I'm ashamed of it, but
like describe for someone that hasn't seen it just quickly.
Well, you know what China looks like.
Yeah, but what
happened? Oh, actually, do you know... Okay, if you're a wrestling fan, she did a porno with X-Pac, who she ended up... And he's a very small guy. So it's basically her just dominating this dude for about 45 minutes.
Man.
Oh, shit.
At one stage, doesn't she have him picked up, like, in the air, with his legs around her head, and just walking around the room, kind of like Dobby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
69, but she picks him up. Yeah. Yeah.
What has this turned into?
Yeah, so like I said, it wasn't so much that I was madly in love with her. It was more like I wasn't really feeling girls. So I was like, I guess if I need to pick a girl, let's go with the toughest girl.
So I give you respect for that. Props.
Yeah,
that's kind of
for doing it properly. Things,
yeah.
That was the word. That was now I get the hashtag Mad Dog. He was the Mad Dog.
Yeah,
the Mad Dog.
Anyway, let's get over to the next question. All right. So the second question we have is actually on Facebook. We'll give our links after these questions. But Trenty Gargetta asked on Facebook, if you could Matrix style, i.e. insta-learn a skill, what would it be? So no superpowers, just a learnable skill. So, you know, obviously Neo gets plugged in and then he's like all of a sudden great at, I don't know, Taekwondo or something. What would you guys be? So let's go around the other way maybe this time, start with Fez.
I would want to learn how to play the violin.
That's
interesting. That's a good one. What's your reasoning behind it?
It's supposed to be really, really hard. You know, one of the hardest instruments to learn, and I've always been fascinated with the violin.
Jeez, and you thought I was gay.
Would you what would you do with the skill? Would you tour around, or would you just play it whilst you watch cool Runnings?
Could use the pickup chicks.
Yeah, you'd also be like amazingly good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
You could just like master a skill, so you could tour and make millions.
Yeah, you can make a lot of money. No, it's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's good. Toss.
Yeah, I'd probably. I know it's so easy, but I don't have the patience to do it. Learn how to cook. I just can't cook.
I assume you mean like premium cooking.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like you can cook amazing food. And
yeah, that's a good one.
Because it's going to save you so much money in the long run, and, you know, I don't know. I just think good food, I love good food, but it's like, I have to go out and get it to have good food. Yeah. It'd be great if you could do it at home, I just can't do it.
Yeah, so that's a good one.
That's cool. For mine, I reckon I would learn every language there is. Like, if it's a skill to download, I'll just download that language pack.
Yeah, that's good.
Just wherever I go, I can fluently talk the language.
That's good as well.
Or just trash talk your friends.
Yeah, just in another language. Yeah, swear in other languages. Yeah, that'd be a waste.
But... I like that.
That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
What would I learn? I'm going to say like a big wave surfer. Like, you know those surfers who can just ride those 40-foot waves? Because if you've done that and you survive, you are officially the coolest motherfucker in the world.
I agree.
So if I had the skill to surf a big wave, yeah.
And yeah, you could, like you said, you would wake up every morning and be like, I'm amazing.
Yeah, you would. I cheated death for fun, and I'm going to do it again, you know? And then you get to get, like, free boardies and clothes and stuff, sponsorship.
Oh, I thought there was a reference to boardies, something else, but...
What? I don't know. Some surfy sexual pleasure thing. well,
you think I put the Velcro around my pubes and rip it out?
I just did this massive way. Yeah, I can get a free boardie. You know, I don't know.
What the hell is a boardie?
That's
what
I was board shorts. Board shorts. Yeah, swimmers. Trunks. Yeah. I knew what you meant.
Just bathers. Through board shorts. Give me a boardie.
Yeah, that's it. You know, the Velcro off.
Yeah, oh, yeah, give me a boardie.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, you would get to the stage where you're so good that you could have a wank whilst riding. Yeah. A massive wave.
Dude, you'd be so good. You could go into a fine dining McDonald's,
yeah,
get a wristy from China through your boardies.
Yeah, that's it. You could have China standing on the server picking you up with brand new boardies wrapped around her face, riding a big wave.
Tie in the whole podcast.
And staying every night at the Candy Hotel.
Oh, I like it. All right, so this is for me to wrap this up. I guess mine would be like learn... be really good at gymnastics / acrobatics type thing, so I could just be like flipping all over the place. So I'd be like, oh, you want a beer? Backflip into the fridge. Like, here you go, mate.
I could see you'd be a massive fan of being able to do parkour.
Yeah, parkour I guess would kind of tie in with that. Yeah, I would. I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
I would seriously injure myself. But yeah, I like that stuff. Got respect for those guys.
Yeah.
Except for the guys you see standing around the uni, like the one of the guys. They, you just see them staring at like one pole for 30 minutes. It would be hard to jump, but they're just staring at it. They walk at pace and they just sprint. They jump over this pole. Nobody really cares. It's just like, all right, mate.
I always see the amateur ones.
Yeah,
like,
I'm talking about.
What's the other side of, like, the entertainment centre? There's a couple of those, like, large, I don't know, inclined brick surfaces. And they run up and down it. It's like, that's not parkour. He's just running up a brick surface.
Festival theatre.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. No, cool. All right. Well, so, yeah, so those guys got the questions through to us on our Facebook and Twitter. So our Facebook is facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. And the Twitter is twitter.com/goodfriendsandfez. Yeah, so I guess we'll just give some shout-outs here. So maybe just go around if we've got some time, give some quick shout-outs to anyone you want. Fezzy?
No, I'm all good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doesn't have a single friend connection with anyone in the world.
Yeah, Fez doesn't want to thank anyone. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'd say shout-out to all the new followers on Twitter.
We're
pretty new to Twitter and getting a lot of followers, so
yeah.
Hit the follow button.
Yeah, and like, hook us questions. We will... rep you on the show. Yeah.
Or even DM us some selfies, you know.
No, don't DM. I hate DMs, man. I'm very new to Twitter, but I already hate DMs.
You're getting a bit of spam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care about your tweet pics.
Shout out to all the GFAT followers that we've offended with our episode today.
Good.
Sorry, guys.
Shout out to Nonna's Pizza because you make the best seafood gourmet pizza ever. No shit, they have king prawns on them. It's amazing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of prawns.
Oh, fuck off then! Love you, Nonna.
Oh, I like your Nonna.
Not my Nonna. Nonna's Pizza. He's like a 28-year-old dude or something.
Okay.
I don't know why it's called Nonna's, though.
And yeah, I'll wrap this up. Just quickly a shout-out to a prominent Twitter follower. So tying in with all the Twitter followers, a guy called @beatthefeet. I think his Twitter name is Convict. And he sends us through. some great tweets, and he's been
like, "Bail me out."
Now he's been on board since day one. And one of his recent tweets, I'll just read out, and we'll flick from this to Fez ending the show. He said, "Can one of you please control that content machine that is Fez? He's a talkative fella." So, keeping in tune with that, Fezzy, take us out with that loud mouth of yours.
Thanks for listening in, guys. 2 weeks' time, we'll come out with the new... we'll record our next... will be episode 9. Close to 10.